your wife is cleaned up. You want her to help you do something. But she says she can't come now because she's got the what? Concerning the dishes.
You got to finish washing dishes.
Now, what's this instrument that's played with in the mouth like this?
French harp.
Mm-hmm. And this instrument that you put in the mouth and pluck.
Juice harp.
What do you call this in the, you clean yourself off with, like this? Maybe bristles.
Broom?
Yeah. Do you have another word for that? Short one. Small, you hold in your hand.
Brush?
Mm-hmm. What do you call these things that you put in your rifles?
Carriages.
Yeah. Good enough. The tire on my car is another inside tire. Do you know what that inside tire is called?
Inner tube.
Yeah, good. Now, what are you going to do this afternoon?
Nothing.
If you're going to go to town, say, how would you tell me that?
Well, I'm going to town.
Now, I could ask you, what are we going to do this afternoon? What would you say?
Well, I'd say, I don't even do anything. I don't know what you're going to do.
Say, we're both going to go to town.
Well, we're going to run over Dixon a few minutes.
Okay. And how about they, those people over there? What are they going to do this afternoon?
They're going to cut tobacco.
Okay. Now, say there are three or four children here. Now, I gave two or three of them candy. And this other one, who I didn't give him candy to, wanted to know whether he was going to get candy. Now, what would be the question he would ask?
He'd probably ask, why didn't I get some?
If he's asking about, not why, but just, is he or isn't he going to get in, what would he say?
He just asked, if you want to give me some candy?
Mm-hmm. Now, what does the mother say to the child when she brings him the clothes and says, here, you take these and dress, here.
I don't understand you.
Here's the mother, and she's got some clothes that she brought to the child, to her child. She hands the clothes to the child and says, John, here.
Here's your coat. Here's your dress.
Mm-hmm. You see, a boy is playing with a dog, and the boy's playing pretty roughly with it, and the dog, every once in a while, the dog barks. And the mother comes there and says, don't hurt that dog, son. And the son says, it's all right, Mom. I'm what? Not going to hurt him, right?
I'm not going to hurt him. I'm being easy with him. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how about the same situation with their thief? And you're going to tell me that your son going to play all right with the dog. What would you say? I'd say he's
all right. He'll not hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I told you something, say the distance between here and Dixon, I'd say it's 4 miles. Is that about how far it is?
It's about four.
Mm-hmm. And, I'd say it's about 4 miles. I'm right. Then how would you finish that sentence? I'm right.